Guys, we're going to keep the one-shot guest rolling. This gentleman, in addition to being a frequent guest on that show, also hosts the Overshare podcast. This is Alex Manich.
Yeah, hey, thanks. So thanks for having me, and thanks, James, for letting me ride your coattails on One Shot. Now, I want to talk a little bit about re-rolling a character. Character generation got me thinking about this. I just started GMing a game, my first RPG, and I've been thinking about this.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been thinking about this. Does everybody know what re-rolling a character is? Maybe not. So when you play an RPG, you come up with a character, and maybe for unforeseen reasons, this character doesn't quite work out for you. And so you make a decision that you want to re-roll. You're going to be a different character. And at some point in my college career, I decided I wanted to re-roll my character. And my character at that point was somebody named Alex Manich. I apologize. I'm going to talk in third person a little bit, deal with it. If I could describe Alex Manich as a character at that point, freshman, sophomore year, he was a bit like all of the characters I do on One Shot, just sort of an amalgamation of half-baked ideas that I come up with as James asks me questions. So I didn't really know what I was doing, who I was. I was very fat, like 340 pounds at the time, kind of stuck in a rut of doing things that were within my comfort zone. My first idea for a character when I went into college was, I'm going to be a teacher. And then I met children, and I decided, no, that's not for me. Second thing I wanted to do is like, oh, well, maybe I'll be a lawyer. My dad's a lawyer. Oh, no, I don't want to be a lawyer. So what I settled on was a college student, you know? I decided I'd be a college student. And so I did that. I did the things that college students do, which is nothing. And I sort of hung out with the same friends, went to the same bar, played the same video game for 4 years, not really meeting new people. There came a moment where really re-rolling my character was forced upon me. I would say my willpower stat... this is from Star. I'm doing a Star Wars RPG. The willpower is one of the stats in that. My willpower is probably one, which is the lowest. And no training and discipline. There's no appetite stat, but it would have been really high. But I also had a vulnerability, and that was to marijuana. And I promise this will not be like a cool guy weed story. It's absolutely not that. I was sitting with some of my friends, and we were playing the same video game. We always played Geometry Wars. It's great for when you're high. And we were sitting there, and I went way too many tokes past the line and was sent off. It was like weed had a critical hit on me and sent me into a tailspin. If I could say, you know, like it was – lose one sanity per second for 3 hours. And so it was quick. Sanity ran out quick. And just to give you an idea of how insane I went in this moment, I have a lot of anxiety, and it just amplified it. So I was listening to iTunes. We had iTunes going, and this song by Mungo Jerry was playing. In the summertime when the weather... And it seemed to go on forever, and I later found out it did because my friend made a repeating loop of it for an hour. This is my friend that didn't smoke weed and knew it would fuck with us. He was my best man at my wedding because he's brilliant. But after it shifted past Mungo Jerry, all these songs started taking on these very, you know, epic significance. And everybody sitting in that room was an atheist, and I believed at that moment that God had chosen this moment to speak directly to me. And the method of him speaking to me was going to be the iTunes shuffle. So every song, one after another, they rolled by. And I was thinking, yeah, I'm fucking up my life. God exists. And then I started thinking, well, God is choosing this moment, and I think I'm high, but really, This is the one moment of clarity I have in the fog of daily life and the fog of sobriety that makes me stop thinking of God. But he must be a cruel God, because if he's choosing this moment, he'll know that just the next day when I sober up, I'll convince myself that I was just high. And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, I'm spinning. And at this moment, there's a song that started playing, and I want to play just a clip for you of this crescendo of my madness. If you have it, if you can play it right now, it's Muse, Take a Bow. And the bridge is perfect for someone going through this very thing. Yeah. Okay, that's enough,
I think, for everybody.
Yeah, it's if you didn't hear, it's "You will burn, you will burn, you will burn in hell for your sins," for like 2 minutes. It's catchy stuff. Fortunately, that didn't take, but that gives you an idea of how insane I was going. It felt like I was like the quarterback on the sideline with the notes of everything he did on the past play, and like they're looking at you. I know that's not a nerdy reference, but it was happening live. But one of the things that did stick with me was I started thinking about my mother and where she was at this time in her life at this age. My mom was a hippie. She gave birth to my sister at Woodstock. She was in California at Berkeley. She marched on Washington to protest the Vietnam War. She bragged to me that she once did acid made by Ken Kesey, who's the writer of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking about how my mom is the sort of person that constantly puts herself outside of her comfort zone, to the point now where she's like, I'm not going to say how old she is, but she's there. I don't know if she has, like, there's no limit to her comfort zone now. And so I decided at that moment that was what I was going to re-roll my character as, that I was going to stop not doing anything and find ways to put myself out of my comfort zone every day. And the very next day, I signed up for the Second City Immersion Program and did that summer. And I wouldn't be standing up here. I guess this is weird. I guess I wouldn't be standing up here if it weren't for weed. but yeah, so this, you know, I'm finding that the character that I have now, or the character I'd like to be now, is somebody who puts themselves outside of their comfort zone every single day. And this is one of the ways, I guess, I'm doing it. This is the first time I've ever told a story in front of an audience. And I think I'm probably going to spend the experience points on discipline. Thanks.
That was tremendous, man. Thank you so much for sharing. First time. Oh. It's happening again. Thank you, Cameron. Cool. Yeah, anyway, man, thank you so much. This is first time, fucking killed it. We love having newcomers up here. A lot of the people who are up here on stage are doing it for the first time. Not necessarily tonight, but we do have a lot of virgins up here. It's really sweet. Thank you for doing your stories and being brave enough to do that. That's great. Coming up next, yeah. All right.